This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Do you ever think back on what you ate this week and think to yourself, oh, I'm insane?
Often. Why do you ask?
Honestly, thank you for saying that. It makes me feel better.
Okay,
because I cook a lot. You know, I love cooking our dinners. Of course, I can't all the time. Life is crazy. This week in particular was crazy. We went out 5 nights in a row for dinner.
That's a lot.
We were in the city for the most part. And I was so crazy busy that like, by the time my husband got home, I was like, we're going out.
Yeah.
And at each place I ordered
the same thing.
What? But they were, I had 5 chicken in 5 nights.
That's a lot of chicken.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what they were, and I'm going to tell you which one was best. All right. But okay. It's a whole lot of cock.
Ross?
Let's do this. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the program. Ross here with Bethy.
Hi.
Now, I know you're not a big fan of chicken usually, right?
Unless it's like really special. I'm just not, I don't want chicken on stuff or in my mouth in general.
So I usually mix it up a great deal. You know what I mean? When I go out or I cook, like I'll have salmon or I'll do just a whole vegetarian meal or a salad or this. I don't know. It's because the weather's cold or something. But when I got to these restaurants and I mean, night after night, I looked at the menu. I looked at the whole thing. Do I want the brand Z now? No, I want the chicken. Do I want a winter autumnal salad with, you know, candied nuts and squash? No, I don't. I always just want the chicken. And I'm going to tell you this. Well, I didn't notice. And because this is not my normal go-to, I didn't notice till the third restaurant that he goes, chicken again. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting chicken again.
So at that point, were you like, okay, now I'm doubling down on this. I'm going to get chicken for the rest of the week.
No. And then the fourth day I went and I was like, the chicken. And the fifth night I was like, you know what? Now I got to.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to tell you, so here are in order, these are the chickens I had, and they are from places that are very fancy, places that are like totally normal. Okay. Like just restaurant. So, oh, and by the way, I took actual video of these chickens so you can actually see the actual chicken on our Instagram at Hello Ross Pod. You're welcome. Okay. So I went to Balud Sud on the Lincoln Center, Upper West Side. Daniel Balud, the very famous fancy chef. Okay.
Okay.
And I got this chicken. And this is not a chicken you get every day that you leave your house because you'll go broke.
Okay.
But I have to tell you about this chicken. It is, I have it here on the website. I have to tell you the menu. So it comes in like a plate with a high lip. Makes sense?
Uh-huh. Like kind of like a bowl.
Yes, bowl but plate. Not, it's bowl adjacent, but it's not a bowl. It's a high lipped plate. So it's half a chicken in there and it comes, hold on, I have it here. It's called Moroccan chicken tangine.
Yes.
It has roasted turnips in there and I love a roasted turnip.
Delish.
Roasted turnip is like if your cousin was a carrot and your cousin kind of got drunk, like just more fun.
Okay.
Like, you know, just they, your cousin got turned up. Okay. So it's turnips, preserved lemons in this sauce, okay. And then teeny tiny little couscous. So it's like all kind of floating in there. And this sauce, yes. I can't describe it. It's Moroccan. And so there's flavors, I don't know, in it.
Yeah.
And it is so bright and on the edge of sour, but not. Mm-hmm. And the chicken is super moist and the skin is still kind of crispy on it. It is so outrageously good. I dream about this chicken in particular. It's why I wanted to go to that restaurant. I got the chicken. Understood?
Okay. That's my top choice so far.
Okay. Next night we went to a place called Porter House, which is more like a steaky kind of place. Now that chicken came and it was with, again, roasted turnips and carrots, half a chicken, heavy on the rosemary, and then like a jus, but close to almost a gravy kind of jus sort of poured over it.
Okay.
Savory. The taste leaned towards stuffing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love stuffing.
So there was like sage and that kind of yumminess. Yes. That was the flavor and the essence. So delicious. I've had that chicken twice now.
Like earthy.
Totally. And yeah. The manager, Tim, he at the place, every time he goes, the best chicken in Manhattan.
Great. Do you agree? Oh, wait, don't tell me if you agree because you have other chickens.
I need to just put this as a disclaimer. Each one of these chickens is great.
Okay, great.
Okay, so none of these are bad. I will rank them, but even the worst one is a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a 9 out of 10. All right.
Okay, understood.
Then I went to West Bank Cafe. This is in Hell's Kitchen. It's a big theater place. It's next to the Laurie Beekman Theater. It's like where people go before a show.
Okay.
We were going to a Knicks game at Madison Square Garden.
Cute.
I can't believe I went to, by the way. But it was fun. It was actually fun. But we wanted to walk there and find a place to eat somewhere. And so we just go, oh, let's go in there. And it was a big theater crowd. And they go, when we sat down, they go, do you have a show at 7:30? We were like, mm-hmm.
Did you really? Just so you get your food faster?
Well, the Knicks game started at 7:30, but we didn't want to tell them that because, you know, it was a theater crowd. You know what I mean?
Understood. Very classy.
Yes, ma'am.
Understood.
So I got their chicken. Mm-hmm. Their chicken was a roasted chicken. It came with mashed potatoes and green beans. I said, no mashed potatoes, just green beans.
Okay. Now, did you get double green beans?
You know what? It's so funny you ask because I literally said to him, no, I don't just want the same amount of green beans you would get. And just, there's now a big hole where the potatoes were.
Right. So
I thought that thought, but I didn't articulate my want.
Oh no. And you still paid the same amount and you didn't get the potatoes.
It's not like there was a lack of green beans on the plate, but I don't know that I got, if we were weighing it.
Yeah. It's not double.
If we were charging by the pound.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to have to talk about buffets at some point, but not now.
We'll do a whole episode about buffets.
Okay, great.
Okay. This was a very good chicken. It was tasty. Okay. The green beans were really the star though for me. Garlicky, lemony, bright, yummy. Okay.
Love it.
Got it. Then we went to another fancy place.
Okay.
There's a place called Tatiana's. Chef Kwame. It was New York Times ranked it the number one restaurant in all of New York.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
We can never get in. You just can't. You can't get in. You can't get a reservation. You can't. Well, he got home from work. It was like right about 5, which don't judge. I like to eat that early sometimes. Okay.
Well, you're really, what do you say about yourself? You're a
active senior citizen.
That's right.
So, but he got home. We were like, where do you want to go? We haven't had time to cook. And I think it was me or something. We were right next to the restaurant and I go, oh my God, they're opening now. Let's see if we can be like the first people and get a table. And we tried this before at 5. Mm-hmm. We never get in. We ran in and they were like, you know what? We have a table.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Now, do you think you got in because you're Ross Matthews?
No, because they have looked me in my eye and said no many, many times. Like maybe three times we've tried to get in.
Okay.
And couldn't. I mean, because when you make a reservation, it's like 4 weeks from now. I don't know what I'm going to be in the mood for 4 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Well, so Kwame, now this food is outrageously good. Okay. Like, it's all, how do you describe it? Well, let me tell you about the chicken and you'll understand it. Okay. So it's brown stew chicken.
What?
It's like slow cooked in like a pepper jam and a confit onion. So
my mouth's watering.
Yeah. So this chicken almost was like a jerk chicken, but like a not as spicy, more sweet, deep sort of sauce on it. And then it was served with the most outrageously delicious rice and beans on the side.
Tell me about the rice and beans.
You know, so you look at a bowl of rice and beans and it looked like it wasn't like white rice, almost like a dirty rice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like it was, with a black bean in it. So flavorful that just that alone, I tried it. I was like, oh my God, I could eat a pound of this.
Mm-hmm.
I had just like a few bites of the rice and beans because I'm trying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the chicken fall off the bone, delicious, tender. Oh my God, couldn't finish it, took it home. Then we came out to Long Island and we went to one of my favorite restaurants out here called Piccolo. I go there all the time. And they have on this, so that was night five. And I go, well, he goes, you can't have five, because we said four nights of chicken. Last night he goes, you can't have five nights of chicken. I'm like, I bet I could. But this chicken was very, so this is a chicken scarpiello. Have you ever had chicken?
I don't know what scarpiello is.
I'd never heard of it until I moved to the East Coast either.
Okay.
So chicken scarpiello is like, there's different variations. Every restaurant does it different. I love how Piccolo does it. And here's how they do it. Some restaurants do dark meat on the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Piccolo does white meat. So it's breast sort of cubed up. And it's slow cooked in like a brown gravy that is bright. I can't tell if it's like balsamic or lemon. It's acidic and deep. But you know how gravy hits the tongue salty deep?
It's like a lot of umami.
Yeah, so imagine that with an acid high.
Amazing. Loving
it. There's roasted down caramelized peppers and onions and red peppers and onions in it. So they're sweet.
Yeah.
And then thinly sliced, seared sausage.
What? I wasn't expecting that.
They do theirs really thin. So each piece is like, you know how like when sausage gets like charred on the outside and there's texture, that's the best bits.
Mm-hmm.
Every bit is like that.
Amazing.
All slow cooked together. And then there's usually potatoes in it, but I get it with a side of spinach instead.
Well done.
Oh my God. Now, do you want to guess which one was the best? Are you too chicken?
The tangine.
The first one?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did I get it right?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, chicken of the week.
That's the chicken.
Is that a new segment?
The chicken of the week from Balud Sood in Lincoln Center was the chicken of the week. And I have to say every other chicken, every other one was good. But something about Tatiana, the flavors are so unusual. And then the fact that it was all soupy and those parsnips were so cooked and they had that little couscous in there. Every bite was an explosion. With those onions. Oh my God.
Were there olives in it?
Yes, yes. Then there's these
you didn't even mention the olives.
Oh my God. This is the pits. There were green. What are those green olives called? The really good ones. Not the martini ones, but the like almost
the
Spanish
ones. The
ones
with the pit in them?
Yeah, but they were de-pitted. They're really firm and not as briny as the olive
ones. I know
what
you're talking about. They're an Italian olive and it's called something that is Italian.
Yes. Anyway, so good. So five chickens.
I'm so proud of you.
How do you think I feel? Hey, it's time, if you can believe it or not, it is time for our ingredient of the week. Bethy, what's the clue?
I don't know. I thought we weren't doing that one.
No, you're doing clues and then we're going to guess it.
Okay, but I thought we weren't doing that music behind it.
Oh.
That startled
me. Come on,
me.
What is it?
Okay, it
and our ingredient of the week. What's what? Tease me.
You're
what,
just gonna cut me off again.
I'm done.
Okay, his hands are in the air. Okay, it's known for its color.
It's okay. Known for its color, green bean.
Nope.
Okay,
but you're not super far off. It is a vegetable.
So it's a vegetable known for its color. Give me one more clue before we go to break.
It is called a different name in the UK than it is in the US.
Arugula.
No.
Okay.
Think color.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. I
do
know
you really?
Exactly. I think I do. Yes, I'm going to lock in an answer, but I'm not going to tell you what until after the break. Find out what I think it is and find out what it really is when we come back.
Hi there. I just saw your posting on Facebook about favorite ways to make chicken. It's chili lime chicken. The primary ingredient, of course, is tagine, which is amazing, but the other ingredients are, it's basically you just make almost like a seasoning mix with garlic powder, smoked paprika, cumin, oregano, salt, and tagine. And I use my air fryer grill combo to cook the chicken because it has a built-in temperature probe. So it cooks it perfectly without overcooking it, and it just makes the most succulent chicken. It is quite delicious. I think you should all try it. Kiss, kiss.
Hi, this is Amy from Edmonds, Washington, and I'm responding to the How Do You Make Your Chicken? Well, my favorite way for my chicken is I use a boneless, skinless chicken breast. I spray it with a little bit of I Can't Believe It's Not Better spray and bake it at 375 for 45 minutes in my oven. Take it out, top each of the breasts with a tablespoon of avocado salsa, and sprinkle on Mexican blend cheese and pop it back in the oven for about 5 to 6 minutes. Take it out, serve it on top of steamed white rice and black beans with a little sour cream, and it is delish.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
And welcome back to the show. Bethy's giving us clues about our ingredient of the week. So far, I know it's a vegetable. It's known for its color. Mm-hmm. And it is called something different in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guessed green beans. I guessed arugula. And now I'm going to guess eggplant.
That's it.
Oh, my God. What do they call it in the UK? Aubergine or something?
Aubergine.
Aubergine.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I think it's French. I don't know.
So I have severe thoughts on eggplant.
I am dying to hear them. I don't know how you feel about eggplant.
It's not my favorite thing in the world.
Okay.
Because when it's cut too thick, I don't like the texture.
Mm-hmm.
When it's cut too thin and gets too well done, it's way too sweet for me. So I haven't really found a sweet spot with eggplant. I don't know how to cook it.
It's spongy.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I didn't like it for years until I found a certain recipe I really like.
Quickly walk me through the recipe that changed your eggplant game. I am a big fan of the emoji.
Same. But that's a conversation for off air.
Okay.
So I slice my eggplant like about an inch
thick.
Yeah.
Into rounds.
Okay. Into rounds. And then you just put it in a hot pan, no oil, just right on the hot pan. And it only works if you don't touch it until it's cooked on the bottom, and then it'll come up just fine.
So how long does that take? Like a medium heat for how long?
2 to 5 minutes.
And are you talking a non-skick pan, or can you do a skillet, or what?
I use a cast iron pan.
Okay.
To be fair, I've not tried it on a normal pan, but so I use cast iron, no oil. Okay. And then you flip them over, cook them on both sides. And then I make an eggplant Parmesan. So make a really good tomato sauce and then the Parmesan cheese in between the layers. And there's something about if you can get them to cook well, and then they're not soggy, because a lot of eggplant Parmesan I've had, they just get like oil soaked because they're just little sponges.
Completely. And they just sort of rely on that panko though. You know what I mean? They just try to breadcrumb it for texture and let the inside be sog. But you're telling me your eggplant gets a char on the outside. So it's in lieu of breadcrumb.
Yes. And it's not soggy. So it totally works. And it's one of our favorite things. And I always serve it with not super healthy, but a side of bread. So you can just really, I think it needs that extra like chew.
Yeah.
But I do a fresh mozzarella on the top. So it's one of our family favorites. I make it all the time. And it's good for you.
Well, you know what? I might make that. I might try it, Bethy.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can't promise. Hey, you know, one of my favorite things to do in the entire world, we talk about it here before, and I talk about it all the time. I love snacking more than anything. I will skip meals so I can snack.
Okay. I know this about you, especially your evening snack. You're a big evening snacker.
Oh my God. Like I like to do a light dinner so that the eating continues into my 90-day fiance viewing. I like to plan my life around a snack, you know, my caloric intake, what's available in the pantry. I will after dinner say, can we swing through the store? I need to grab something to snack on. You know?
Okay. Now, don't you normally do some sort of popcorn situation, or is that just kind of like maybe once a week?
Once a week. And I make the most beautiful popcorn. Maybe I'll walk you through my popcorn recipe here someday, or we'll put it on the website, recipes.com. But I like to shake my snacks up, like not literally, but you know, I do like to, but I thought as friends, I think we're at the place now in our friendship after 30 years.
Oh my God. Oh,
wow.
Holy hell.
We met. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. 40.
Anyway, it's time for to do a snack face off to the death.
Great name.
Snack death match.
I liked
snack versus snack.
I like snack versus snack. Let's keep that one.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to randomly draw. We have snacks written down. I'm going to randomly go, and we're going to do a bracket of if we are going to debate it. Does the snack move forward or not? You understand?
Can we call it a snack it? Like a snack bracket? Does that work?
Okay. So we're going to randomly... I'm going to do so ready. We're going to start our first snack. Okay. Are you ready to do a snack versus snack death match?
Yes.
All right. Let's begin with a basic chips and salsa. I love a chips and salsa.
Same.
The best chips are at Chili's, that restaurant Chili's. They're so thin and so salty, but whenever I see a chip and salsa, I have to, I can't say no.
Yeah. Now we grew up with the best Mexican food place, and I still prefer their chips and salsa over everything else. But that's a conversation for another time.
Yeah, that's the Mexico Cafe in Mount Vernon, Washington. Every time I go up there, I go to the Mexico Cafe and I get the chips and salsa and I take a picture and send it to you.
Oh my God. And I was just there last week.
Like, oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Another burrito.
So chips and salsa versus Junior Mints.
I love Junior Mints.
But only one can move forward. Junior Mints, I do like that you eat candy, but feel like you brush your teeth.
A lot of people don't like them. I like them frozen.
Oh, gosh, that's great. But you can only choose one. It is snack versus snack showdown. Only one can move forward. Which one is it?
Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa moves forward. Congratulations to chips and salsa. All right. And now chips and salsa versus barbecue potato chips. Oh my God. That's long. That was really long. Okay, what I love about a barbecue potato chip is the sweet and salty of it all.
I love sweet and salty. I'm obsessed with sweet and salty.
But only one can move forward, Bethy. Which snack is it? Chips and salsa or barbecue potato chips?
Can I do barbecue flavored pop chips?
Sure, whatever. Yeah. But okay, that's going to be chips and salsa?
It's just what I normally go for.
You're a damn fool. Because chips and salsa, you get not only you could opt for just the corn chip if you wanted to, but then you have a whole world of salsa to dip it in.
I'm sticking with chips and salsa.
Thank God.
Appreciate your advice.
Next, chips and salsa versus cheese puffs.
Oh my gosh. Did you ever get those huge tubs? With the screw ones off lid.
Walmart that are $5.99 and like are a toddler size container of cheese puffs. Oh my God, did I get that? I got that once in my life we were camping. My fingers were orange for a month. It was the best. Do you know it takes every ounce of my willpower as a human to buy those in the grocery store and not just get it or not just take it down to the back and just be found weeks later with my hand in it, just orange around my mouth.
And a bloody tongue.
Oh, you have heard of me. No, it is. But what I'm talking about specifically, like, have you ever had, we're talking Cheetos, right? I like the puffy Cheeto as opposed to the crunchy. I just do. It's a preference.
Yep, same.
Have you ever had the white cheddar puffy Cheetos?
No.
You haven't even begun to experience life.
Okay, tell me everything.
They are so much better. And they come in a package that's like, looks like almost burlap. So it makes you feel like the color is almost the color of burlap Cheeto. So that like it's whispering at you like, this is healthy.
This is fine.
This is fine. This is from the earth. There is no planet where this chip is from.
Do you know what? There are so many different chips in the UK versus the US. First of all, they're called crisps over there.
Understood.
And so I need to reacquaint myself with what's available in the US, like those white cheddar Cheetos.
I recommend a trip to your local Target, Walmart, 7-Eleven, whatever fits your fancy, but go do it sooner than later. But what moves on? Is it chips and
chips
salsa?
Chips and salsa.
Oh my God. Bethy, I really have to make a case for those particular ones, but since you haven't tried those
I've
puffs,
not tried them.
Fine, we're sticking with chips and salsa in the... Okay, so next. Chips and salsa has really been the reigning champion, but I'd love to introduce to you the little pretzels that are salty on the top, but filled
peanut
with
butter.
Peanut butter.
Oh my gosh. Have you had the cheese filled ones?
What? I'm not a monster.
Oh my God. I love those. Peanut butter is just a gift, isn't it?
I had an apple with a Honeycrisp apple with organic peanut butter. And this is the kind of peanut butter I buy everybody. Stay tuned. Strap in, grab a pen.
Okay.
I go to the grocery store and I look for the natural kind and I need the ingredient. A lot of them say the big name brand names one have like peanut butter and wax oil and blah, 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 whatever. And then some of the organic ones just have peanuts. That's going to make your mouth hurt. Make sure it has peanuts and salt in it. Sea salt.
Yes.
Sea salt. That's all the ingredients you need. And that's it. Those are the ones to get. Even though stirring your own peanut butter is the lamest thing that's ever happened. And every time I open it, I'm like, really? People on the moon, electric cars can drive themselves, but I have to stir my peanut butter?
Well, that's why it needs those extra stabilizers. And then you don't have, or you can get a peanut butter machine. I once got a college friend, a peanut butter making machine that I found at a vintage shop.
I would like to make my own peanut butter.
Yeah, I think you should. I think we should try it.
Do you have to roast your nuts before you grind them? Personal preference. All right. So what moves forward? Is it chips and salsa or Bethy? You know the ones, everyone listening, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know the brand. I don't know anything, but I know them when I see them. They're almost square. Square pretzels, salt, like big, thick salt on the top, and then peanut butter, although dry, peanut butter in there, and your mouth does, it gets all claggy.
And it's almost like a ball, like its own little thing. It's not like runny peanut butter inside. It's like kind of solid.
Yeah, it is solid. And your mouth does like paste up. But if you're drinking like a soda with it or something,
it's
instantly like refreshed right away. Oh my God.
I'm going to go with chips and salsa.
Oh God. This is the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Oh dear God.
Beth, are you legit like stumped on this one?
I am. This is really hard for me. I'm going to say chips and salsa. Oh my God. Oh my God. I just have to, because of the same.
Yep.
The argument I made prior about the world of sauce. Now, I do believe I have one last option. We have a bunch here, but I believe I have one that can beat. And we'll play this game again. Okay. I believe I have one that can beat chips and salsa.
Chips and guacamole.
No, even better than that. I believe I can beat chips and salsa right now to end this game once and for all. Do you think this is the Super Bowl of the snack versus snack, snack it death match?
Yes.
Are you ready? The thing I think will absolutely, without a doubt, beat chips and salsa.
Popcorn.
No. Nachos.
Oh. I feel like that's...
I'll tell you why. No.
It's really long. Oh my God. Long.
It's the only thing. It's the only thing that can beat chips and salsa. I'll tell you why. Because it's chips and salsa's grandpa. You know what I mean? It's chips and salsa and so much more. Cheese, guac, sour cream, olives, jalapeno, chicken, beef, whatever you want, but it's still chips and salsa. It's just chips and salsa with a crown on, with, you know what I'm saying?
I love nachos. I'm just trying to figure out if you are cheating by bringing nachos into the mix.
You know
to
what?
Compare it with chips and salsa.
How can I cheat? The show has my name in it. Hello, recipes. I can't cheat at this game.
Fine. Then you win. It's nachos.
Well, that was fun. Lots more show coming up. And welcome back to Hello Recipes. Wow, big day for chips and salsa and nachos. I'm really
and nachos. Okay, so I don't think I've ever told you about my first ever blog. So like when blogs were first coming out.
Oh yeah, like early 2000s?
Early 2000s, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And I started a weblog, as they were called at the time. Yeah. And it was food related.
What made you think of this? Why are you telling me this now?
Okay, my brain is everywhere. But at the beginning of the podcast, you said you were talking about, are you crazy for what you ate this week?
Oh yeah, the five chickens and five nights. Yeah.
Five chickens and five nights. So I had a blog that was just, you couldn't add pictures or anything. And so I just put a list every day of what I ate that day.
You did a food journal for a blog?
Yes, I did. And nobody knew about it. It was like, it was just my little project. And I would put absolutely everything I ate in a day. And then I told one person about it and they went and looked at it. And then the next time I saw them, they were like, oh my God, what are you? Who are you even?
Why?
Because I love food and I like to eat a lot.
Wait, so they were shocked at the amount of food or the kinds of food?
They were shocked at the amount and the kinds.
What are you eating? Like, I don't know what you eat on a daily basis. I do know that if there's I have a candy dish.
Yes. So this is exactly what I'm talking about.
So when we're guests stay and they come, I like to have a little candy dish just for things and wrappers, you know, and, I like to put like sugar-free candy in there because I like I like to snack it every once in a while. I try not to eat sugar, right? Mm-hmm. And I had Bethy come and stay and I walked in like, hi, good morning. And I look at the bowl is not a small bowl. Bowl is just wrappers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened to all the candy? And you said,
I ate it.
And I said, Bethy, that was sugar-free candy. And I showed her the label where it says excessive consumption has a laxative effect.
That was a fun day.
But you can't
have horrible. I have horrible self-control. So I try to control myself at the grocery store or when I'm out, because I cannot have a bowl of candy in my house. Do you know what I did last night? Cause there's still Halloween candy in my house.
What?
I sat down and ate a small bowl full of my kids' Halloween candy that they left. I can't not do it.
How many pieces of Halloween candy?
I'm looking at my bed right now and I can see the wrappers. They're probably 4 or 5 pieces.
Oh, that's nothing. But the gross part is that the wrappers are still on your bed. Like, you slept all night with those wrappers there and they're still
because
there.
Because I was lying in bed trying to fall asleep and I was like, there's Halloween candy.
Oh, the whispers.
The whispers.
They came and got you.
They came and got me. Yeah. Well, and then I went and made a bowl of mac and cheese, but that's another story.
Understood. Listen, but I do think that's a beautiful takeaway, that you control yourself in the grocery store, because it's not in the house, you can't eat it. And it's all about those little choices. That's what the doables are all about. We send out our doables in our weekly newsletter from recipes.com. So this week's doable, I want to recommend to everybody. I was just on a road trip recently, driving to go see some family, and we stopped at a gas station, and I'm like, what do I get?
Yeah.
But of course I get a fountain Diet Coke, right? Because I like to control... I like a fountain soda because I can control my ice to soda ratio myself.
Mm-hmm. That's very important for you.
Thank you. And I always grab the biggest cup they have, whether I'm, even if I'm not really thirsty, I just have to get the biggest one.
Okay.
Yeah. And what am I, royalty? But I'm sorry, I get the biggest one. So, okay,
but then if you're on a road trip, then you're peeing. Well, you're a dude, so you probably don't even think about pee.
I think about peeing all the time, but it's just one of the risks you have to take in a...
Okay. Understood. It was worth it.
It was totally worth it. So I was thinking, what snacks do you get on a road trip? Like, what is the snack? And I do have like a healthy version, but I also have a warning that comes with it.
Okay.
So I looked at all the snacks. Of course, the Pringles were calling my name. Pringles could have been on our snack list. Everything was calling my name. By the way, I always opt for the cheddar Pringle. Just saying.
I haven't had those since I was a kid. They don't have them in London.
You need to really expand your horizons. But
okay.
You know what I opted for?
What?
Turkey jerky, which I thought was a really good protein-full snack, right?
Lots of salt.
Oh, yes. But the Diet Coke, the gallon Diet Coke sort of counteracted that. So,
oh, that's true.
So I was feeling really good about my choice because I was faced with a lot of poor choices and I chose that. And I was feeling good about myself and I got in the car and we take off and then I open it.
Oh no.
It smelled like my entire car farted.
It's
not a great, I don't recommend opening it in open it when you're alone or open it before you get in the car. Cause as soon as I like unzip that plastic thing, the whole car filled up with like turkey jerky fart. It was so,
was it
nasty.
Like sulfur?
Just not cute. Like not, it was like a carnivorous.
Oh my God. Where are you going with this?
Like, just, I don't want to be too gross because people might be eating, but you know what I'm talking about. And the whole car smelled like that. And it was a roll down the window, open the sunroof kind of situation.
I don't know what you're talking about with
You've never opened a bag of jerky and took a big sniff?
No, I'm wondering carnivorous what? What were you going to say?
It's like a carnivorous, like sweet, salty fart meat smell. It was just like, you imagine what you just wanted to yell. Oh boy, Alberto, it just stinks in here. So just be careful. You know, jerky with respect.
Jerky, hashtag jerky with respect.
Thank you. And thank you, Bethy. And thank you all for listening so much. If you want to follow Bethy on Instagram, she is at Hunger Mama. And her cookbook, all about making dishes in one pot, delicious from sweet to savory and beyond, is called Hunger Pots, available wherever you get your fine books. There's also a link at our website, recipes.com. I'm Hello Ross on all social media, and the show's Instagram is at Hello Ross Pod. Make sure you're signing up on our website, rossipes.com, for our mailing list. And also the link to our Facebook group is there. And we are chatting with all of you in the Facebook group every single day.
So fun.
Thanks so much for listening. Eat healthy. Be good to yourself. You can do this. And we'll see you next week right here on Hello Rossipes.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.